This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
8:16. Now we're going to spend an hour with Paul Rainwater, former executive director of the Louisiana Recovery Authority, but his history goes back, and bio goes back a lot more than that. And I think, Paul, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks.
I think when both the Republicans and the Democrats turn to you to help get something done, you know what you're doing. Accurate?
I'd like to believe that sometimes, but you know, I do work in Louisiana and New Mexico and Hawaii, a Republican state and two Democratic states, so. You know, for the time being, it's
well, specifically,
true,
so. I'm talking about Mary Landrieu and Jeff Landry, because yeah. Those are pretty polar opposites.
Yes, sir, they are.
So let's talk about, you grew up where, Paul?
So I'm from DeQuincy, Louisiana. I went to McNeese State University. Mm-hmm. I went through ROTC. There was going to go on active duty and decided to go in the reserves and work in local government. So I worked with the Calhoun Parish Police Jury for about 9 years. I was actually involved in the Hurricane Andrew evacuation. That's how I got my start in emergency management. Yeah, it sure was.
That was what year?
That was in 1989. Remember, it had crossed over from Miami and was heading towards Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Right, and went to Morgan City?
It ended up in Morgan City, but what was interesting is, for me, the emergency manager there, who was in his 60s, had passed out, and I was like 30 years old at the time, and the parish administrator had said, hey, they had all the national media had camped out in Lake Charles because that's where they thought it was going to hit. Mm-hmm. And so I was doing these national interviews and then evacuating Southwest Louisiana, and so I actually became an emergency manager just by accident, and then moved into general administration and worked for Conoco Arco Chemical, and then had moved over. I'd lobbied state and federal and then went back to be the city manager in Lake Charles and was still in the armed reserves. And that was kind of where I was from. But before Katrina, I deployed right after September 11th mm-hmm. with an active duty unit to Afghanistan, to Kuwait, then Afghanistan, and was a civil affairs finance officer, came back, deployed again in 2004. And so that's kind of where I was at when, I was actually called up because I had been part of a large evacuation before by Governor Blanco as a civilian, not as a National Guardsman, to go in on August the 27th and begin helping them prepare. It was myself and about three other folks from around the state who were brought in to augment, like on the civilian side, how we might evacuate the city.
All right, let me take you back to July of 2005, July 27th, a month before. What were you doing?
So I had just gotten back from a deployment and was a city manager in Lake Charles. I was a deputy commander of a brigade size element, about 1,000 soldiers, and had just gotten back and was just trying to settle in and, kind of get back to life.
So you get called by Governor Blanco on August 27th or around there to go to New Orleans to help try to evacuate tell me that part.
No, so what happens, on the 27th, Governor Blanco called Mayor Randy Roach, who was the mayor of Lake Charles, and said, hey, we're gathering up a few folks to help augment our – it was originally, just in the office. We'd like Paul to – help plan the evacuation. We're gathering up state and federal folks, and we feel like he could help. So I was actually called to the Office of Emergency Preparedness where on August the 28th, I was manning the logistics desks for those 2 days. And, that's where I was at, right? Just helping plan, evacuation pieces, where we might stage stuff. Working with the Corps engineers, with some active duty folks who were there. I'd done some fairly large stuff in Afghanistan and Iraq, so people felt like I could bring a skill set that, some folks didn't have. So, the reality of it is if you, talk to people that day, and obviously it's all hindsight, but, most folks felt like we were just doing a really strong planning exercise, right? Because, as you remember, originally exactly. And but still, it was a big storm, and people wanted to be prepared, and so we were doing all the planning, that the 27th and the 28th, waiting for landfall.
Just to be clear, and Paul, you didn't know there was to be a history quiz. Andrew hit Florida August 24th, 1992, not 89. Just to clear that up. I just want people to know it's no big deal.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, I didn't want people to keep texting. Anyway, it does remind you that was August 24th. Today's August 25th. Katrina hit August 29th. It's quiet for the next 7 to 10 days, so thank God for that. We'll pick it up. We come back with Paul Rainwater, 821. We'll go to August 28th, August 29th, what's going on then in 2005 with him, and then after with the road home and the recovery effort as we continue to look back at Katrina. We begin actually looking back at Katrina here on WWL. Walter Isaacson will join me at 9:15, talk about his part with the Recovery Authority. Right now, traffic, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Paul Rainwater, former executive director of the Louisiana Recovery Authority. Somebody texted in, is his name really Rainwater? Well, it was especially appropriate when you were the emergency leader of the Sewage and Water Board, right?
Yeah, no, it was. There was actually a Halloween party where somebody dressed as Paul Rainwater, and they said it was the most appropriate name. New York Times made it one of the top 10 names for a person with a job in disaster recovery.
I think it means you were meant to do this. So take me to August 27th, 28th, before the storm hits. You're thinking it's an exercise then at some point, and the 27th would be Friday or Saturday?
I guess that would have been Friday.
Because I remember being on the air on the FM station and calling a salesperson and saying, look at this thing kind of heading toward us. That's when they called you in to talk about it being an exercise. And then what happened from there, Paul?
Well, so, we were doing planning. And then, that morning after Katrina had hit, it was about 5 a.m., 6 o'clock in the morning. We're starting to, get around the table, talk about what's happening, and then, a little bit later.
Wait, this is at 6 o'clock on Monday morning. Wait, Monday morning after the storm hit. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Right.
But
yeah,
did you know about the levees? At what point did y'all know about the levees?
So, it's hard to remember. What I remember very succinctly and very horrifically, right, because think about it. Like at that moment, everybody believes that, the storm has passed through, right?
And Sunday afternoon, we were walking around downtown thinking, man, did we dodge a bullet?
We dodged a bullet. Yep. That's what everybody was thinking. And then a representative from the Corps of Engineers came out on the floor and said, we have a levee breach.
Do you remember, Paul?
No, I do. I don't remember. I just know it was in the morning, and I know that. And I never wrote that down, right? Because because we had all, like, I'd been involved in Hurricane Pam exercises, right, that we had done, the worst case scenarios, and I can't remember the year of that, but we'd been
don't
down
start all that again.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm like, just kidding with the year. Yeah, no, but yeah. The point is, and Dave Cohen and I were talking about that the other day, there was so much was going on. We were getting calls here from people in their attic saying the water was rising, but we didn't really know from where. There was no word from the city at all. And the first person to really tell the New Orleans area that the levees had breached was Dave Cohen on WWL on Tuesday morning, because we watched the water coming up.
No, that's exactly right. But there was, amazingly, there was a lot of shock, right, in the governor's office of Homeland Security, based on what the Corps was saying. So we started, doing some planning. It was a little bit after that, on the 30th, that I was asked to deploy down to I-10 Causeway with a command center. Mm. There were already guardsmen down there. There were people gathering up, a lot of people obviously were being, with U.S. Coast Guard. I mean, we had Walter Isaacson will talk about this a little bit, I'm sure, but we just had a reunion with Admiral Thad Allen and General Honoré and General Benny Landrino and a lot of folks that were involved in the Louisiana Recovery Authority. But, hearing them talk about their experiences, and then I was asked to go down and work with a major from state police who was down from home at Thibodeau, Ralph Mitchell, if I remember correctly.
Paul, I got to sneak in a break here because we're late for news. Sure. You can pick it up there. We come back. One other thing I want to address is the communication. Has anything changed since Katrina where if the same thing would happen, somebody would be able to connect the dots a little more quickly than we were then? Time now, WWL First News. Tommy Tucker back with Paul Rainwater, former executive director of the Louisiana Recovery Authority. Paul, I know you've been called in to help with other hurricanes from, what's the most recent one you've been involved with?
Well, so, I've been involved with Hurricane Sandy, with Maria, Harvey, the Ida, Laura. Anyway.
You might consider changing your name, but let me ask you this, seriously. We talked about the terrible communication that happened between when you said, the Corps engineer says we've got a levee breach, when Dave Cohen goes on here Tuesday morning and says the levees have broken, we don't know how long, how much water is going to come in, the city is filling up, the bowl, worst possible case has happened. Has anything been done to improve the communication between, us getting calls here at the radio station of, I'm in the attic, I can't get out, nobody connected the dots that the levees had breached with the canals, et cetera. Anything been done to improve that communication?
Well, the coordination is much, 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 much better. Today, there are people that are watching the levees. There are sensors. There are, you have multiple levee boards, but you also have this inner coordination that occurs now that's much different than what it was during Katrina. And not to mention the communications that we have today. Back then it was like analog 800 megahertz. Today, right. The state of Louisiana, New Orleans, all public responders and the Corps of Engineers all kind of share the same system. You have WebEOC, you even have Starlink satellite if you had to. You have National Guard units and Louisiana assets that can deploy that are mobile command centers with satellites on them that can link up and talk to people. But I remember, working with Mayor Landrieu during, the last time I did anything like this was the flood that occurred. Just the amount of people that were watching for, different problems with pumps and levees and or any storm system that's coming in. It's a very different, we have a very different attitude now about the levees and about the inner workings of flood protection and how we get water, keeping water out and getting water, and getting it out if it gets in from rainstorms. So it's a very different system now. It's very coordinated and people watch it very closely.
Had Katrina not happened, would we be right back where we were?
No, there's no doubt in my mind. The only way we ever learn is by experience, unfortunately. You can look at studies around, whether it's, fires in New Mexico I'm involved with the fires in Hawaii right now. And, people had talked about those things for quite some time and they happened. The same thing happens today. It's not, you know, we have a lot of smart scientists and engineers and people, but we don't heed the warnings until they happen, and then we respond and we fix it. And we
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Try to make sure it doesn't happen again. So it's very unfortunate, but it's just a... it's just human nature, unfortunately.
Paul, take me back, if you can, to that causeway. What was it, overpass, whatever we're calling it, interchange, the I-10?
I-10 causeway. So, you know, got there. We did an assessment.
Well, when is this, Paul, just for chronology?
This is August 30th.
Okay, so that'd be, I got my calendar here. You don't have to tell me. Yeah. August 30th would be Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people are gathering up and... you know, it's a pretty horrific sight, right? August 30th and 31st are days I will never forget. And I remember, I earned a combat action badge. I have a Bronze Star. I've done all that. But to see the civilian lives that had been lost, and then to have, you know, we went out and did assessments, and to have nurses from nursing homes or hospitals, you know, we didn't have any resources. And I'll never forget, Tommy, that like that night, 2 or 3 in the morning, we were, you know, scanning through the crowd and the helicopters are landing, dropping people off, finding children who, you know, had lost their parents and, you know, taking those children and, you know, and then having Children and Family Services come pick them up.
Did you have any temporary lighting at that, Paul? I'm just trying to get a picture of if you were working completely in the dark.
Yeah, lighting.
Or okay.
Yeah, by then there were. We had some light. We had some lighting. We had some generators that were, you know, providing lights. You know, you only had about, you know, 15 state policemen and some guardsmen, and then this command center. And then you remember, you know, a lot of folks were out doing rescues, or you know, were. You know, forward deployed at the, as you know, the Superdome.
Or on a roof.
Or on a roof. You know, there are stories of para swimmers who swam 2 and 3 miles to rescue people. I mean, it just, you know, the stories are just brutal.
They are in a way, Paul, but in another way, it kind of, in a lot of cases, and look, there's a tremendous loss of life and property and damage and everything else. But if you want to look at it from the other side, it kind of really did bring out the best in a lot of people.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, like, people stepped up. I mean, civilians, military, you know, police. But, you know, the people of New Orleans and people who self-evacuated, people who walked, people who, you know, wanted to survive or save their families, and people from around the state and around the country who came in to help. It was just an amazing effort. And, you know, everyone pulling together, right, to do one thing, to save as many lives as you possibly could.
Paul, I wanted to get to this real quick before I let you go, too, and that is the Ninth Ward got a lot of attention, and rightfully so, but I had a tax accountant friend of mine, a lawyer, that lived on, a couple of lawyers, as a matter of fact, lived on General Haig, and I helped him move the stuff out, and that's right off of the Orleans Avenue Canal, and that whole entire area was devastated. And the only thing I can't help thinking now is, had that evacuation order not been taken seriously, how many people would have drowned?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, I agree 100%. We've talked about that and after actions and the importance of heeding evacuations and evacuation orders are just unbelievable. Like, it's super important.
And he would not be here. I know he'd be dead if he had stayed in the house. And along those lines, it's hard for a lot of people to evacuate. It's costly.
Absolutely. Well, it is. But, you know, I think we as a country are doing much better in assisting people in evacuating mm-hmm. who can't afford to evacuate out. We do a lot better job of that in making sure that, you know, people understand, you know, what could happen. I mean, the National Weather Service, the amount of communications we have today over our iPhones, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we communicate very well, and we tend to, you know, make analogies so people understand what can happen and that they heed the evacuation order. So.
What is your most remarkable memory of everything with Katrina that you went through?
So just real quick, I mean, a couple things were, you know, that little girl, it was a little girl that I'd found that, you know, I had a team that was getting ready to leave because they were concerned for their safety. And I told them, I'm staying for this little girl. Mm. And I will never forget that as long as I live. Sorry if I'm getting emotional. The second thing is just Governor Blanco and the team, the Recovery Authority, my time in D.C. with Mary Landrieu, and working with a Republican White House and a Democratic governor. I'm a Republican, right? But nobody cared at that moment. The entire country was, and although there were tough times and there were some tough discussions about what we were going to do, at the end of it, we got the money we needed. And then, you know, obviously I went into work with Governor Jindal, with the Recovery Authority. And, you know, it's all kind of amazing when you think about it. And, you know, we were talking about it over the weekend with this group of really great people about what's been accomplished and about this city and about the resiliency of this city and how it continues to survive and thrive and, you know, pushes on is just amazing to me. So
thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. God bless you, man. Talk to you for 8 hours. I hope you come back. Paul Rainwater will take a break, come back, talk to Walter Isaacson, author and professor of history at Tulane, about his work with the road home and a lot of national attention that he brought to the area. Right now, 855 traffic, WWL.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.